Ladies and gentlemen, the national leader, Montana native son, father, and grandfather, please help me welcome Mr. Bill Donald.
Well, thank you. It is my distinct honor to be here tonight. I suppose all of you have looked at this, but boy, this agenda, you look at all the smart, bright, intelligent people that are going to be speaking, and I think they started with me so everybody else can look that much better. I don't have near the knowledge that these speakers do. And one thing that's always, I guess, impressed me about BIF is the fact that so focused on the improvement part, improving the way we raise beef and improving that whole scenario, looking at it from the seed stock to the cow-calf to the stalker to the feedlot, and it's a lot like the way NCBA approaches it. And as you look across this room here tonight and this list of participants and this list of speakers, you can see that every segment is represented, and there is going to be information transformed here in the next few days that is going to do exactly what this name implies. It is going to improve the beef industry, and it has done that for many years. As I took the reins of NCBA, I was obviously very humbled. And Emma, our middle daughter in that video, she's in the first grade, and they had a President's Day presentation, and they gave all the kids a map of the United States, and they had all the presidents. And Emma's looking through that thing, and she says, "Well, where's Grandpa?" So that's how humbling it is. It's not that kind of presidency, sweetheart. One thing that we are very proud of here in Montana is the Animal Bioscience Building. There's a lot of people in this room that contributed to it. There's everybody from ranchers all the way up to all the big-name sponsors. Everybody that has a commitment and a passion and a vested interest in the beef industry is committed to that building being built, number one, and the success of it, number two. And as you get the opportunity to look at that and look at what's going to go on there and then look at this agenda and see how the research is going to be done in that building and the teaching that's going to be done in that building dovetails with a lot of the topics y'all are going to be talking about for the next few days. We take a lot of pride in that. Montana is going to be a leader and a player in the beef industry for generations to come. You know, there's a lot of talk about the beef industry and all the age of the ranchers are getting older. Exhibit A, right here. But behind me, I have two sons. And they are probably a lot more analytical and a lot more practical than I was. I was always just kind of fly by the seat of my pants, and possibly those days are over. There's another generation coming up. And I'm here to tell you, I'm proud of it, and I put my faith in it each and every day. And the kids that are going through this university are the next generation, well, now the next generation for me, but there are people in the pipeline that are as passionate and dedicated to it as any of us old codgers. I see Ray Ansotoki in the audience, and here is a man who has done a lot to inspire that next generation. He has been a professor here for about, well, when was it started? He was there then. It was 150 years or something like that. I'll tell you the value Ray brings to the table and people like Ray. Our youngest son, we always kind of fashioned him maybe to be the student of the family, because my father never graduated. He went to MSU in the 40s, and I never graduated. I went in the 70s. And Josh went in the 90s, and he never graduated. When Wyatt got there, he seemed like he was kind of more studious. Well, 1 year of taking prerequisites for animal science, and he said, that's it, I'm out. Well, Ray was his advisor. And Ray said, well, if I'm only going to get you for another year, I'll just waive all the requirements, and you just take any damn course you want. And so Wyatt took 300 and 400 level courses, and his grades went from C's and D's to A's and B's. Ray could recognize that in a person and get him to actually learn what he was really passionate about learning. And I think that's the value of this university, and not just MSU, but I know there's great universities all over the country. I just have more familiarity with this one. And as we look at the agenda that you all are going to go through here for the next couple days and the information that you're going to trade and what impact that is going to have, there's going to be people that are sitting in this room tonight that 10 years from now are saying, yeah, you know where I got that? Well, I think it was back in 2011. I went to a conference in Bozeman, Montana. So grab those moments as you go through this thing. You're going to see some great things on the tours. I tell you, you're going to see some of the best cattle country that there is. It's probably as challenging as anywhere. I know from personal experience that it can take you to the highest level you've ever dreamt, and it can knock you to your knees. I've had to do both. I've always learned from it, though. So as you travel around Montana on the tour, and as you trade stories and intellectual concepts and thoughts and ideas and practices the next couple of days, I just want to welcome you to Montana. I want your time here to be important to you. I want it to be memorable. Hopefully it's meaningful. And don't get out of here with having some fun. So have a great conference and look forward to seeing you. Thank you.